station in the world. No, the universe.
Hello, everybody. That was... I can't even remember the name of that song. You're on the STC radio with just me now. Master Wolf, astronaut in the ocean. You're on the morning show, just me right now. Declan, I know. You guys love it. Gabe is away. I'm not sure where he is. He flipped me a message saying, I'm going to be late. I missed my bus. Silly Gabe. But, you know, I'm sure we'll make do. But we'll just jump straight onto our next song. Overpass Graffiti by Ed Sheeran. You're on the morning show. Just Ed Sheeran, Overpass Graffiti. You're on the morning show with just me now. Only Declan. So, right now we're going to be talking about... what I'm going to be talking about. Google Glasses, okay? So I saw this morning. Google Glasses are basically a thing. Google was making a pair of glasses that when you were walking, you could search stuff. Real, just absolutely crazy stuff. Lucas is currently sitting on a mic. Do you want to say something?
Yeah, sure. They are so weird. I don't think there's any purpose or anything for them. Because I think they'll people just run into each other and then break them and then chaos will break out.
Okay. Well, he's never heard of them. But basically, yeah, they were saying that happened in 2010s. Now they're practically out of sight. And to be honest, I don't know why they quit production of them. They seem really cool. I think it would be great just to be walking along the street and then, you know, you're talking to someone and you need to know what, I don't know, what McDonald's is. Don't question why. People are weird these days. But
our speakers are so.
Yeah, I'm not just going to ignore that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I think we should petition Google Glasses restart. We're going to start a petition, people. Okay, everyone, message Google. I don't even know their company email. All right, we need Google Glasses back to be a thing.
I think it's google@google.com. Google@gmail.com.
Google address. That's smart.
Google.
But next up, we are going to be listening to AJR and Humpty Dumpty. Was Humpty Dumpty, AJR, you're on the morning show with Declan. Okay, now we're going to be talking about the Google search results in the US top 100. So, I was originally going to do New Zealand, but I'm a bit of a time constraint, can't find them. So we're just going to make do for US, okay? You guys seem okay. Okay, so at number one, we have Facebook, the company now, I think it's Meta, I'm not sure. It's at 163,200,000. Searches, then followed up by YouTube, 160,800,000. Then a third place, Amazon, 123,100,000. Sorry, those words are very difficult for me to say because I'm not that smart. But I think this is, you know, quite cool because we've got basically the main kind of competitors in this kind of just internet at the moment. Because, you know, YouTube, the giga corporation that it is, it's basically controlling everything. I mean, there's no other places like this where you can share your own videos or like long videos. And then we've got Facebook, which is the only truly social media platform. I saw that in an article one time. And then we have Amazon, which is, well, part a video streaming service and also part a buying service in the US. So those are all cool. And then I'll run through the next, we'll go to 10, shall we? So we have the weather with 94 million. I'm just going to round. Then we have Google, someone Google, not sure why that is. Then we have Walmart, Gmail, Home Depot, Google Translate, and Yahoo Mail. Those are your top 10 search results for in the US this year. But, yeah, I think that was pretty good. But next up, we'll be jumping on to Acapulco by Jason Derulo.
Hello, with Acapulco, you're on your hit station.
Yeah, okay, yeah, do you know what we're talking about now? You don't actually, because I changed it. No. But we're talking about the world's tallest tree. So, obviously, it's the Christmas season. We're all hyped, we're all excited. By the way, Gabe's here. I'm not sure if I mentioned that.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, my bus. I just missed my bus.
He's a bit, he's not too awake this morning, so it's fine.
No, I am not.
So according to this article by Guinness World Records, not really an article, it's just a list. But the world's tallest cut Christmas tree was 67.36 meters or 221 feet for you American folk. It was a Douglas fir and it was decorated at Northgate Shopping Center, Seattle, Washington, USA in December 1950. That's a word for Gabe. What do you think about this?
It would have been massive and I would have been scared if I was
cutting it. I think that's kind of
given
it would have been a massive.
I would have been scared when it was cut. I'd just be like, Please don't follow me. Please don't follow me.
They would have had to hire like proper lumberjacks, you know, just like climbing up.
They would actually have to have a couple of helicopters to lift it up.
I bet it would have looked cool though. Like, you know, I think all things considered, it would have looked massive, like nice, you know. I think it would be pretty cool.
Yeah, we've got just a tiny little tree.
Yeah, we've got a tiny little tree in the office. Yeah, but I think that sums it up. Gabe, would you want to break this record?
No.
Why not?
It would be scary.
Me and you will plant a tree, we'll break it.
No, it would take so long for the tree to grow and so long just to decorate it.
You just don't have the willpower, I think.
Yes.
Wow, he just straight up admits it. But anyway, guys, next up we have BTS Butter. Oh, that was BTS Butter. You're on the morning show, Declan and Gabe. Okay, Gabe, we are now talking about what phone sizes are increasing, okay? And this is ridiculous now. So I was just scrolling through the news this morning because I'm a cultured man. I'm fagging here. And I saw a picture of an iPad mini next to an iPhone X, whatever the newest iPhone is. I can't keep track, all right? There's iPhone X, 11. I don't know, okay, Gabe?
Probably like the iPhone 12 Max Pro X.
Anyway, I saw them, and they were practically the same size. I mean, aside from width, the actual length of the phone and the iPad mini were like the same size.
I know, like, instead of
and just... And it's gone ridiculous
Instead
now.
Of making the phones better... They're just making them bigger.
Yeah, and how can they not fit a headphone jack? If the original iPhone, which is tiny, can fit a headphone jack and a charging thing, I'm sure the newer ones can.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Apple, cop on. It's just annoying.
And they made it so big that you could add, like, 15.
Yeah, they could, but I don't see why that would be
but it would be stupid.
Kind of detracts from the whole usefulness, you know? But I just think this is insane. And I don't know, because the point of the iPhone, well, at least for me, is like you can type with like your two fingers, you know, you can hold
it. Yeah, the point of it.
And type. And now you have to literally like be holding it almost like a Nintendo Switch to type, and you have to be typing like a keyboard. It's insane, and I think it's wrong.
Yeah, the whole point of a phone is so you can have it small and easily pick it up and put it away.
Soon you have to have a handbag, but you know, it's just insane. But yeah, I think that sums this up, Gabe. Our next song is Dua Lipa, Love. Okay, and sadly, this has come to the end of our show. We're going to be finishing a little bit early today because, I don't know, we've just been early and it's been a stressful day for me. But yeah.
Do you think it's been a stressful day for you?
Well, you weren't here for half the day, so far, you know. But anyway, we have the Smoko Show at 10:20 to 10:40, then again at 12:20 to 12:50. Then we have the Drive Show again at 2:30 to 3. You guys don't want to miss those. It's great. I don't know why I still have the sad music playing. This is hyped. Okay, we like these shows.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we don't like leaving because
it's sad. But for our final song, I'll be introducing to you. I don't know what I'm saying here. Olivia Rodrigo, Good For You. You're on STC Radio.